not where we thought, the pain and growth. A blog post by Bree Domasek. Spring greets us, my dears. And I shake her hand with ambivalence. Despite all the vivacity she conjures, new life, new hope, new growth, I feel hollow. I am troubled by how unaffected I am by Mother Gaia's progress surrounding me. Progress I typically long to see, protruding with symbols of my own existence. Crawling into the barrenness for more understanding unveils unexpected metaphors that feel more honest to this season in life. Pain companions growth, and growth can look much different than anticipated. The beauty of this time of year tends to overshadow the efforts and anguish that make the beauty possible. Life force takes tremendous exertion and is habitually laced with aches, failures, and disappointments. How taxing can it be for the grasses to stretch from their rest? What fighting did it take for the sprout to break through its branch? What of the seeds and blossoms that had to die for others to survive? Where are the universes of growth that will never come to be? The rains that might leave more bruises than nourishment. My personal growth journey has its own equinox beauty, not without the accompaniment of inner fighting, visible bruises, and heart-level pains. Pain lurks too within grieving my failures as fallen blossoms, and mourning the unrealized seeds of my latent dreams. Knowing there are universes of myself that have not come to be and might never come to be. Disenchanted with some of the universes that are. So as spring flagrantly outstretches her branches and unclenches her flora to greet me, she brushes against my own perceived lack of progress. Where spring has so naturally been a time to internalize the beauty of growth around me, doting the possibilities for the person I am growing to be, the person I want to become. This spring, I sit solemnly with the person I no longer am, the person I thought I would be, the person I hoped I would be, the person I might never be, the person I will never be. The person my intuition calls me to be, and I am not. At least, not yet. This is not a pessimistic paradigm nor an abandonment of aspirations, but rather a grieving and loving acceptance of how growth deviates, and the beautiful calamity of that deviation. My molten blossoms and seeds take on the flesh of my younger selves. Poking, pinching, and cupping my face, they frisk to find the self they had so dreamed of. We chatter over the lavish fantasies we had for our life, who we would be by now, what adventures we would have in our pockets, what impact we would have upon the world. And it simply is not so. Aches, disappointment, and humility color that resignation. I may not be the woman we had always hoped for, and I am blossoming into a person we did not know I could become. As we wipe the tears from each other's eyes, I gather the inner children to speak of what adventures we have known, what lives, not worlds, we have impacted. As well as the lives that have impacted ours, and who we have become because of the alteration of our fantasies, the pains that blossom to a different kind of beauty. Again, I greet spring, my younger selves, and us all, who feel the pains of our dying blossoms, who shed tears over our unrealized seeds, who fight to sprout, or who have been bruised by the rains. I greet us with a warm encouragement to grieve, love, and accept the universes within ourselves that have not come to be, might never come to be, and those that have become. And when we brush by the reminders of not arriving to our fantasies, may we remind one another that we have and are progressing towards other universes of growth we never dreamt were possible.